This is Floor Radio, and I'm Dave Foster. Lou Migliore is with us this morning. Lou, yes, he's the industry's troubleshooter. He's with LGM. He heads up LGM Technical Carpet Services. Lou, how
are
you doing?
I'm doing great, Dave. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Now, we talk about problems big and small in this industry. This one coming up has been one that has plagued Western civilization since the dawn of time, I think, at least since carpet has begun to be sold in the Western Hemisphere. But basically, the problem is
fuzzing. There's a lot of history. There's a lot of history in what you
fuzzing and shedding.
Fuzzing and shedding.
Which I think used to be a.
It was a comedy team, wasn't it?
Yeah, fuzzing and shedding. I believe it was. Frick and Frack and Fuzzy.
Fuzzing and shedding. Fuzzing and Shedding was after Frick and Frack, I think. Yeah.
Now this is a particular job that I think we're referring to here. Just tell us about that.
Okay, with a particular type of carpet that we have found to be somewhat problematic over the last couple of years, that we've had several retailers. Engage our services to assist them with this. This particular product, very popular, very good looking product, basically you could say it was a shag, with one cabled yarn. That means one very heavy yarn that's a staple fiber, and staple is short lengths. The other yarn is more of a tight twisted frise type continuous filament yarn. So it gives you this textured, shaggy, California casual type appearance. And it's very popular in California, by the way, because most of the problems we've had with this product have been from California. So this product is sold a lot out there. In every case, the problem has been the same, where the consumer's complaining that when they vacuum the carpet, first of all, the vacuum cleaner fills up with lint. The surface of the carpet becomes stringy and has this less than desirable crisp surface appearance. The dealers generally will respond by saying, you know, some shedding is normal in the carpet, then you should expect it, and it should dissipate over a period of time. And that's the truth with a staple fiber or staple yarn. Consisting of staple fiber, you're going to get some sloughing off of these small pieces that aren't being held in at the base of the tuft. However, that should dissipate. It shouldn't continue, and they should actually break off. They shouldn't become stringy on the surface like one of your sweaters, you know, where you're abrading it with your arms. Constantly, and you get this little balling up effect. Mm-hmm. Generally, with this type of product, also, we haven't seen pilling. We've seen shedding and we've seen the fuzzing, but not so much the pilling. So the consumers are saying, we don't really believe that this is the case. And generally, then the dealer files a claim with the manufacturer. The manufacturer sends out an independent inspector. An independent inspector, in most of the cases that we've had, and I'm not trying to cast aspersions on independent inspectors, but in most of the cases that we've had, says this is not a manufacturing defect, this is a normal situation, and, you know, on and on and on. The last one that we had, which is within the last week, the consumer contacted us directly after not believing what he was being told by the dealer and the manufacturer, provided us with the inspection reports and a sample of the carpet, and said, look, here is pictures of the carpet, here's pictures of the vacuum cleaner bags filling up with this stuff, clogging up. We were told that the vacuum cleaner was incorrect for this use, and the warranty actually says you have to use an upright vacuum cleaner with a beater bar and a brush. They went out and got three different vacuum cleaners. They all did exactly the same thing, which you wouldn't find to be unusual, because if it's happening with one, certainly it's going to happen with the other, when in fact the problem mm-hmm. with the product is going to be consistent. In this case, and this is not unusual and never is, with a very heavy yarn, a very fat yarn, very difficult when you're latexing it to get good latex penetration into the yarn bundle. Mm-hmm. You can get good encapsulation, which gives you good tough bind, and generally the manufacturer, when they test it, they'll say, look, tough bind is great, not a problem there, no problem with the carpet. Well, that's like saying I got a problem with my arm, and you're looking at my knee, and it's still on my body, but two different places, two different things, and I don't have a problem with the thing you're looking at.
Lou, we're running a little bit long for this segment. We need to pause. We will pick up right where we left off. Lou Migliori is with us. He is the industry's troubleshooter. He runs LGM Technical Carpet Services. We're going to leave. We're going to take a break right here. We'll be right back. And this is Floor Radio. This is Floor Radio, and I'm Dave Foster. The industry's troubleshooter is with us this morning. That would be Lou Migliori, the head of LGM Technical Carpet Services. We were talking about a problem in the field that Lou came across. That problem is shedding and fuzzing. Lou and I broke in so rudely. You were working with the consumer, and you were trying to get to the bottom of this problem, and let me let you pick up where you left off.
So here, we get a piece of the carpet, we take it apart, we actually look at the yarn and find that we've only got latex that comes in contact with, you know, anywhere from 40 to 60% of the yarn, which leaves all the rest of the yarn
to come out
and slip out over a period of time, which indicates a manufacturing defect and a problem with the product, which refutes everything everybody else has said. This is a situation that is visibly evident, easily proven, that the consumer or the dealer, and most of the time it's the dealer who will send this, can go back to the manufacturer and say, look, here's all the information, here's what's done, here's pictures of it, here's actual tufts that were taken out that have that, and you can see it. I mean, it's, you know, I could take it apart and show it to you, and it's easy to see. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to see that there's yarn that you can just, you know, insert a little prong and lift it out as easy as you please.
It would seem like the manufacturer would have had problems over and over and over again with this, not just in this particular instance. Do you think that was the case?
Yeah. Yes.
And he or she didn't say anything about it.
Well, certain products are challenges to finish, and certain products, sometimes when you run them, you know, you may be going so fast that you're not getting the latex in. You may be gauging the penetration rates and the viscosity of the materials that you're using and how much you're pushing in. Because you can cross the line if you try to push it in too far and go beyond what you would normally expect to finish or apply latex to this particular type of product. You can actually push it through and have another problem with latex oozing through the primary backing and up into the yarn. So there's a balance there that you try to achieve, but if you're light on the one side, and certainly not intentionally trying to be that way, you can have...
So in some cases there would be a problem on the same product, and other times, most times even, no problem.
It might not
whatsoever
be, because you're running so much of the product, and you're, you know, it's going to be different at different times. There may be several thousand yards of it that go through that might be problematic. And sometimes they would never generate a problem because they're not being used the same way that somebody that's more active is using the product, and somebody else may not complain about it.
How was this particular situation solved?
Replacing the carpet. The only way that you can resolve this is to replace the carpet.
Fix something else.
Yeah.
I got you.
And one of the things we suggest is go back to the consumer, or if it is the consumer, to contact us. And we don't do that much for consumers, but more and more they find out who we are and come to us. We'll just tell them, this is a great product, however, here's some of the weaknesses in it. It's definitely defective, and here's why it is specifically. When you get this replaced, do not choose this same type style, because you may have another problem with it, and then, you know, once they're going to do it for you, a second time you may not be so fortunate as to have it replaced. So choose something else, and
the manufacturer
be happy
at least is more aware, I guess, when they
And we and any time we've done one of these things, manufacturers never disputed it. Once they see and there's proof, because you can't argue with the type of proof that's provided with these things, you can't argue with.
These at least that's what you tell them.
But that you can't. I mean, you're telling them that, but the manufacturer understands, and they know that you know what you're talking about. So they say, "Yeah, we've, you know, you're right. We have a problem here. We'll take care of it," and it behooves them to do so. Why would you argue with it? It's not, you know, it's not like you're talking about 10,000 yards. If you're talking 110 yards in a house, certainly it's sizable, but
not the end of the world.
You know,
let's leave it
there.
They
created the problem, so they have to take care of it.
I hear you. We've been talking with Lou Migliore. Lou is the industry's troubleshooter. He's a regular on this program. Lou, always a pleasure. Talk to you next time.
Thanks, Dave. I look forward to it.
And this is Floor Radio.